And I'd like to welcome my first guest, historian and political analyst, Mr. Peter Rushton. Thank you so much for being with us, sir. Now, the situation, it seems every day we're just talking about the deterioration of it. However, I want to look at it. It seems to be that a little bit more information is coming out in the international media as a couple of the mainstream television stations now seem to be covering Bahrain a little bit more. Do you see that, sir, as a sign that things have deteriorated so much that at this point in time they have no choice but to let some of this information out?
I think it's a sign of two things. First of all, it's a sign of the deterioration of the situation on the ground in Bahrain. It's also a sign of the fact that over the last few years, the international media situation has changed so much that it's no longer possible for the Western media to keep the lid on the situation in the way that they might have done a few years ago. Because what they don't want, of course, is to get into a situation where it becomes nakedly obvious that the Western media is engaging in a propaganda initiative, while other media outlets that, thanks to technology, either through the internet or through satellite TV or whatever, people in the West are able to access, are reporting on it. The contrast would just be too great in the modern world. So I think it reflects those two things, the dramatically deteriorating situation on the ground and the fact that it's no longer credible to pursue such a blatant propaganda line as it would have been a few years ago.
But we know, Ms. Rushton, that a couple of weeks ago, a BBC reporter actually came out and said that the story of Bahrain is not something that the Obama administration wants to get out. So it seems that there has been a conscious effort at this point to try to get more involved in the story. Now, let's look at the situation actually on the ground in Bahrain. Now that more, for example, of the mainstream media is getting involved in this, do you think that there's going to be more pressure put on the Bahraini government internationally actually to make them at least initially ease up on a lot of the restrictions that have been implemented?
Yes, well, we know that the Bahraini government here in London has employed one of the, for some time has employed one of the top public relations agencies, a very well politically well-connected PR agent, Sir Tim Bell and his company, who have close connections to the Conservative Party that's currently in government here in London, going back many years. So that has enabled them to deploy political connections so far, in addition, of course, to the long-term strategic objectives that apply for the Obama administration as well as the government here in London. We also know that the British authorities here for many decades had actually been directly responsible for the security situation in Bahrain, since it was British officers dating back many decades who had actually put in place that security apparatus and trained those security officers. One of them, in fact, retired a few years ago with a knighthood from the British government for his services in Bahrain. So you can see that with those types of connections, particularly in the case of Bahrain, the British government and the British authorities are likely to face increasing pressure and increasing exposure the more that journalists look at it, the more Bahrain moves up the news agenda, if you like. And tragically, of course, it very often takes deaths on the ground and extreme suffering on the ground before things move up the news agenda. But once it's on the agenda of Western journalists, it's difficult to see how the British authorities can avoid a number of very serious questions going back many decades.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us. I know that you have another engagement. Mr. Peter Rushton, historian and political analyst in London. Appreciate you being with us.